Listen up. Listen carefully and fill in the blanks.
Step 1. Vocabulary. Most of the time, we use clocks and watches to tell us exactly what time it is. Here is a clock with a yellow face. The clock has two hands and 12 numbers. The little hand is red, and the big hand is blue. As time goes by, the hands on the clock move from number to number. On this clock, the big hand is pointing to 12. The little hand is pointing to 3. This means that the time is exactly 3 o'clock. The little hand always tells us what hour it is. When the clock's little hand points to 2 and the big hand points to 12, it is exactly 2 o'clock. When the little hand points to 5 and the big hand points to 12, it is exactly 5 o'clock. Now look at the clock faces below. See what numbers the big hand and the little hand are pointing to on each face. Can you tell what time it is on each clock? Step 2. Phrases.
Most of the time, we use clocks and watches to tell us exactly what time it is. Here is a clock with a yellow face. The clock has two hands and 12 numbers. The little hand is red and the big hand is blue. As time goes by, the hands on the clock move from number to number. On this clock, the big hand is pointing to 12. The little hand is pointing to 3. This means that the time is exactly 3 o'clock. The little hand always tells us what hour it is. When the clock's little hand points to 2 and the big hand points to 12, it is exactly 2 o'clock. When the little hand points to 5 and the big hand points to 12, it is exactly 5 o'clock. Now, look at the clock faces below. See what numbers the big hand and the little hand are pointing to on each face. Can you tell what time it is on each clock?
Step 3. Sentences.
Number 1. Here is a clock with a yellow face. Number 2. The little hand is pointing to 3. Number 3. The little hand always tells us what hour it is. Number 4. Can you tell what time it is on each clock?